Yishami Megillah Daf Lamed Vav was starting from the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hey and Beis. So we had the Mishnah before the other day discusses that the Kriya HaTorah of Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha is three aliyahs. Now we discuss the other days. It says the Mishnah Barashay Kadoshim Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Shemoy Torah Narba. We read four. It says the Pnei Moshe to explain why do we read four? Because he said there's a rule Klol B'Yotcha. Called it Tfei Milsa Mechavreit Tfei Legavri. So in a day that's more Choshev in another day, we add an extra person. Rosh Chodesh and Moyed, which is called, we have a covered Musav in Rosh Chodesh. Therefore we read, he had four. Yantav, which is also Asur Malacha, we add, another one, we add five. Chol HaMoed is not, even though Chol HaMoed itself is, there's also a Sias Malacha Zasur, but there are things Mutter, Dava of it is Mutter. So it doesn't get that extra din of Yom Tov Isa Malacha. It's like Rosh Chodesh, where we have an extra Kabbal Musaf, and therefore we have four. But the other Malacha says only Drabbanan. Rosh Chodesh Mutter Vasis Malacha. Therefore, even the women themselves, says the Pnei Moshe, adds, Lolas, that the meaning is women don't do Malacha in Rosh Chodesh. However, this was they were given the mitzvah to them because they didn't take off their jewelry to give it to the Chet HaEgel. However, Yom Kippur, Mika, Onish Kares, so therefore that's what B'lamais is still not an Issa Malacha like a regular day, and therefore there's only four. But Yom Kippurim, there's an extra thing more than Yom Tov, there's Onish Kares, we had another one, we had six. On Shabbos, there's a Skilim HaMalacha, then we had seven. Then we had another one, we had four. So we had each one that's Muhammad the day before, is we add another Aliyah to it, says the Mishnah. However, even though we have four, and Paiskin, Mehenei Masipin, we don't add, you can't add more, you can't have three, on Rosh Chodesh, and you can't do five. It has to be that particular day, we don't do more. Again, the concept is, why don't we do more? Because normally they say it's Bittul Malacha, we don't want to do these people go to work, even though there's certain Malachas are not permitted. However, Davar Avin Mutter, there is some Malacha that's Mutter, and therefore we go ahead and we don't want you to add on because we don't want to add on to be tircha for people who have to go to work for Davar Avid, it takes away from them. And after another, same thing, we don't do Map, because I want Masakin to read a Navi for the same Svara, the same reason that they add on as well, because the extra time they take away from work. If people go to work because Davar Avid, they're allowed to go to work, Malacha is Mutter. A person there's a mission at the end, a person who begins and ends, and opens the first aliyah, and the last aliyah makes a bracha, the first one makes a bracha before, and the last one makes a bracha afterwards, and in the middle they don't. However, that's in time of Chazal, we'll see in the Gemara, that we come there, they changed it, and today everyone makes a bracha. Why the Gemara Bavli speaks about it, we'll see what the Gemara here says as to why we changed it, and here we do today. We do everyone makes a bracha before and afterwards. So the Gemara wants to know how many when we say psukim, then we call up people, three people to read on Monday and Thursday. How many psukim? There are three people called the Torah. If the Chumash Sorb, so you have to have at least 10 psukim, 9 for each one, 3 for each one. And therefore, we don't do less than 10 psukim. We don't do less than 10 psukim for each one has to give at least 3. Then we add one more pasuk, so it has to be a minimum. The minimum kriya has to be the 3. We have 3 that read the last one, the 3 reads extra, wins an extra one is 4. So that's why you have to have a minimum of 10. We'll see why we add on the extra one has to do 4. Like Mars of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Tainis, Yom Rishon Rikia, the first one is Rikia. It should be that first one to read that thing about Mamonos. We read the idea of the Kriya, but that's who read that. But Les Bahon, Elatami only has 8 psukim there, not 10. So how do we, how do you go ahead and say you have to have 10 psukim? Like Rav Chuna said, this Kriya only has, we read for the Mamonos, that we read the first day of Mamadus, which is the Mamadus of Bereshis, is only 8, not 10. So Meila, how could you say that you have to have a minimum of 10? We see, you know, even if you don't have 10, even the first Pesukim in Bereshis is only, is Chamisha in the beginning Bereshis, and then 3 in Rukia, so that's only 8. So Meila, how could you say, Kasha, how could you say that you need 10? Gemara says, we have 2 answers. Read the Amma, it's Bhagavan Garasi, this is my Chalukas. Khan and Ravasi disagree whether you need 8. On the first day, you need 10. So he said, then, so he agreed, they only need, you don't have to have that. He disagrees and says, you don't need that. You don't have to have 10. You only have to have 8. It's my Chalukas. Chanamachaz, one says once, the other one says that the reader was chayzer, and we go back again. The Chanamachaz, you know, you divide it up. That you divide it up. In other words, what does it mean? Chayzer means you go back and you go and begin to read the pasuk again, the what you just finished, so that you'll have the 10. The other one says nechaytech. You break the pasuk into two. The first one reads half, and the other one reads the other half. So you can divide up in two. You don't have to have 10 even to divide up the chayzer, the pasuk itself. It says a kamen eida. The pnei moshe pasuk mafsek a pasuk hamishi lishnayim. Heve boke yom echad. Stop. And then read the next one. Yikra le'mel kitov. So you read the second part. So you take one pasuk and you divide up into two, would be the difference between whether you can, you need to 8 or 10, 8 separate psukim, or the 10 separate psukim, or just 8, you could divide it up and together to have 10. Well, the one that says crazy, you go back, go back to 2 psukim after you read, so that the 8 becomes 10. You go back to read the last two. Just saying that part is considered a separate pasuk. So therefore, the 8 psukim is not really 8; it's really 10, because that part is really is that first part of Yeriboka is. We have a rule. Kapsuka de lepiska. We don't. We never divide up a pasuk. So how could you go ahead and say read only the first part of Yeriboka? Yomelka. How could you divide that up when it's lemaisa? It's not. It's dividing up the psukim just to get 10 when you're breaking a rule. How do you do that? How do you do that? That's what I was going to explain. How do you end up doing that? Gemara says that therefore the Gemara says we that's what pshat. Gemara says, you know what they do is Gemara says man the chazer shi psukim man yama chaytech vid chaytech, you must even chaytech, you don't even have 10. Even if you divide up, you don't only have 10. Gemara says only one pasuk, there's not enough 10. You only have one more. 9, you're not going to have 10. So therefore the one who says 10. And the Kanami has to go back, you have to repeat the pasuk. In other words, it can be right. So you see the Lamaisa, you can bring a right from here, obviously without taking the psukim, without dividing it up, you're left with less than 10. And if you see, you don't have to have 10, so that sheet the holes disagrees with Rav Chuna. So Gemara says, the Hazar Rabbi Pilka by Gluta coming to Rav Yonah, people said, yes, Kashmir, Yonah, Rabbi Pashar Malik, but Pashar Malik, if you're not poor, Malik has 9, where's the, you said both have 10, where's the 10th? You don't have, he said, and you don't divide up any psukim, so how do you have 10? So I'm Rav Yonah answered him, Shnayahi. That's different. Amalek is different. She is Sturuk Shoyom. It's Nagaya to the passage of Purim day. It's what you read. You're supposed to read about Amalek, the day that Haman is destroyed, the descendant of Amalek is destroyed. So it's a special Minyanid Yom, Adeka Parsha. Therefore, even though it only has 9, doesn't have 10, you can read that as well. And you don't have to have the additional rule of having 10 psukim, because there's an overriding factor that this is an irrelevant parasha to read on that day. Therefore, you don't have to do it, and therefore, you don't do it. Some do read over a pasuk in itself. They read over Pasha Amalek. Amalek Shani Hashem says the Kabbalah is Messiah Shadur Shayom. If you don't have to read this, different than the rest of it. A special din of Shadur Shayom, and don't have to read. Therefore, you don't have to read the extra pasuk because it's special. Others say no. We repeat the pasuk of Zecher Zecher, which is really an extra din, an extra word. And that would give us the extra psukim, the extra pasuk that we need to be mashlim it until 10. But this is machlokes rishonim, whether we do that or not. And lamaisa, do we have to add the 10? We don't have to add the 10. Is really a machlokes halacha between the rishonim, whether we do that, we do so or not. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, another kasha of kuna, as we learn in yomi, as the kasha, how we learn in brisa, matu binavi. Whoever reads a navi, lo yi, because you should have at least 21 psukim. You can't do less than, Torah can never be less than 20 psukim. I guess from Shalosh, but we find a Chalukat Avudah comes out that you have to have 23 psukim. Tosa Asar, 3 for the first, each one, Tosa Asar, and the 3 for the last 10. Ad Shalosha, for each of 7, each region, you have to have 3. If you add up 3 for each one, it comes out on Shabbos that's really, it should be equal to that, it should be 23, not 21. So why do we say 21? So Gemara Deka doesn't answer, leaves his kasha unanswered as to whether, the Gemara doesn't answer a kasha, doesn't answer this kasha, how you can know why you could have to get away with 21 and not 23. So the Gemara says that Lamaisa, we divide up that you don't have to have the Maskana Halak Lamaisa, you don't have to have each group the minimum, you don't have to have that, and therefore even if it's less than that would be sufficient. The Gemara doesn't answer that, but the way in the Bavli they explain it is that we don't actually, even though normally Haftarah has to correspond to the Psukim of the Torah, that's why you would say you need 23. But we say over here, no, you don't have to have that. We can have not a kasher, because by the special din, by Navi, we say that even if it doesn't correspond and you're missing one pasuk, you only have 21 or 22, that would be sufficient. You don't have to have, divide up all the psukim together, you don't need to have the three. Therefore, that would not require medika or din. It doesn't require that medina. That's why you can get away with 21 psukim and not have to have the psukim of 23. Mishnah says that klal, this is the rule. Any day where there's no musaf, there's musaf, but you don't have a yamtuf, like Kavashan, Rakash, Chalmayit. So Mishnah said, you read four, that's the rule. We read four, as we just finished saying in the Mishnah before. A yamtuf Hamisha, yamtuf, we read five. Yamtuf, we read five. Again, because it's more than the other, more than Yosh Kodesh and this, we have an Issa Malacha. Yamtuf is Bittul Malacha. So therefore, we add on a fifth. We add on another one. We add another one, and therefore, another one's, we have five. We have five aliyahs. And more than we have in Rosh Chodesh. Gemara says, what about Yom Kippur? Yes, six. Again, why six? We add on more because it's a chiyuv. Yom Kippur has a chiyuv, as we said earlier. Yom Kippur is anish karis. Therefore, six. When Shabbos is anish skila, we add an extra one, which it's seven. And postman of you're going to add more. Maftir and Benavi. And it says, and we read Benavi and Yom Kippur. We do read a Navi because there's no Issa Malach. We don't have to worry about that. That is an Issa Malach. We don't have to worry about people have to go to work. So Chazal was Sakin, for there as well, not just Shabbos, but yeah, these days Yom Tov as well, Yom Kippur as well. And the person makes a bracha, both beginning and afterwards, you make this bracha. The same as we said in the Mishnah before, that all the other kriyas, Monday and Thursday, you read on the first, well, the first one does the first bracha, and the second, last one does the last bracha. That's the Takanas Chazal, except we, again, we do it differently today, and we have all of them do it as well. So the Gemara said, therefore, the Rebbe, again, says, Machlekes, we say over here, whether we go by Issa Shabbos or not, whether we're Moisev, that the idea of the extra aliyah is because of Issa Skilo, because it's a special din, and Shabbos is a special reason why we should be adding on to have another one. Where we add on another one. So the Gemara, this would be the lesson of the Mishnah. So we're going to try to understand this a little bit. Yom Kippur Shisha. It's not going to be Bryce says Shiva. Yom Kippur Kod Machlo. Bryce says Fakir. We have seven. Machlekes. Man Yom Shisha. One says Shisha near Tefillah, because we do it, because we add on the extra Tefillahs that we have, because we have extra Tefillahs. So Meila says, since we're Marich anyway with Tefillah, so we're not Matriya Chatsiva to do an extra one. We have to do one because it's more, it's Kares, so we have to do more than Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But we don't add an extra one because it's already a very long Tefillah. Adding another Aliyah would be an extra Tircha for the Tzibur to add on so much of a thing. We don't add on so much. So Gemara said, therefore, we do the one. Says the idea. Says the, that's what the commentator says. We don't need another one because of that. We already have a long tefillah. And so Gemara said, we already have four tefillahs, says the Pneumos. We have Kanila, so we don't need on more laning. That's the one that says, Shiva, one that says, no, we do add on Kippur, like the Brisa, like Tana the Brisa. Shabbos, maybe Lava, maybe that's it. Because Shabbos would be able to run to come in and out, to go home. They can come in and out to go eat. They want to go eat as soon as Yom Tov. They want to have Onig Shabbos, Onig Shabbos. Yom Tov, Magen Lezot, same thing. Yom Tov also becomes Sudas Yom Tov. They come in and go. They don't want to tikkun, have an extra aliyah. Yom Kippur, Malava, Magen Lezot says, Kippur, they come to shul and they stay. People don't leave. There's no run out for a Suda. There's no meals and there's no reason to run out. So people stay, Badafka, as long as they can in shul on Yom Kippur to avoid doing a Kalos Rosh. So maybe therefore, it's not a problem to add on another one. A seventh kriya would be the proper to do that on that day because there's no reason to run out. So therefore, we add on another tefillah. That's what we do. That is what we do. Again, someone doesn't say on Shabbos. We know we have seven. But so here we want to say the Yom Kippur should also have equal to that, and there's no svar, even though on Shabbos we have to eat on because of skila, but we don't run out. On Shabbos we do run out, but yet we eat it because of skila. So Yom Kippur doesn't have the skila aspect of it, but because people don't run out, that mandiyam would hold. Therefore, we still add 1 to 7. So in Machlokas, Brises that we have, Amisha says 6, and the Brises says 7. Says the Gemara, what about Shabbos itself? Hello, Zalonaga, okay. Those who speak a law is a different language. They don't understand. One person reads the whole parsha. They don't. These people don't understand. Says the Kohen Eda, any Odin cloud, they don't look Shakirish. We don't read the rules. Well, one person gets up. We don't have people go up. Ain't Kohen Shiva. We don't call up seven Aliyahs because they don't know how to do the bracha. They don't know what they're reading anyway. So therefore, we don't know he came. And rather, we call up one person, one Kohen to be able to do the Aliyah. And for the whole thing, my Yeshua Parsha, one person knows the entire parsha because cool, he reads the whole parsha. But if three, what if all seven know seven people know three pesukim? So then, in the Kanami, you have kol and korakari, and you call up each one, you call up all of them. And he that shows person one, one person knows three pesukim. Kari kazvakari, you read it again and again for the seven times. So this way, you have three pesukim for each one. So maybe you can call up the aliyahs, three pesukim. You know, if you have seven people, you can call up one person. Three people, each one will read the amount of one person reads three psukim. He'll read three, other ones, each one reads three. Each one's three, one reads four. Then you have the psukim without having to call up people who don't know how to read the aliyah. So the Gemara says, you can call up an Eved Kanani for seven. It says that Hashem spoke, counted amongst the three psukim, amongst the three of them. So you can go call up an Eved. Says the Kohen Eda, Isha Oyla Minyan Shiva, Udin Evan, Isha Anan, you can call up a Minyan Shiva. Dabra Shema Moshe, Oyla Minyan Shoshu, but sleep so good. You must have separate aloka, I forgot to meet them in the klum. In other words, two things. Number one, Evan could be part, just like a woman could be called up for an Aliyah, so an Evan Kanani is the same status, could also be called up for as well for an Aliyah. The Maisa, we only said certain Aliyahs, we don't do all Aliyahs, we don't call up certain Aliyahs, we do. The Maisa, we don't do that because a woman is not covered at Tzibur. So therefore, we don't do it. We don't do it. So Gemara says that therefore also an Eved itself shouldn't be called Stam. You know, also, it's not a proper, even though Medina you can, it's not proper to do it. Another halacha is, even though that pasuk doesn't teach us anything, it's just a few words, Lamaisa, it can be included in the three psukim of the Kriya. Says the Kameda, we don't learn anything from that pasuk. So Memela, it still can be called up. You still can use that pasuk as one of the three psukim you need to get to come to 10. Where it says that Kasha, you just said one to alakas. One alakas was you can call up an Eved. How could you do that? We say, I'll teach you Eved Torah, Eved Kanani Torah. How could you call him up? And when it says, and why can't you teach him Torah? Because it shouldn't be like a list to think he's your son. Or confused that he's your son. You're teaching your son Torah. If you can't teach your Eved Torah, then how can you ever go ahead and read the Torah? How does he know Torah? Who taught him Torah? That he'll never be able to read the Torah. Was a tiftar, read the Rabzera meant to say, the name of Yimiyu, Shalama may love. He learned on his own, or Shalama, or he had a Rebbe that taught him, but Motavi, like Amigo taught his Eved Tavi, famous Eved Tavi, who knew so much, so Mela, he didn't treat him as a son, but he had taught him Torah. So Mela, therefore, the Aloha, you can do that, that's not, you're not confused, that'd be like you teach your son. Therefore, that Eved would be able to get an Aliyah because he knows how to read the Torah. He knows how to read the Torah. So that he didn't teach directly to Tavi, but Tavi himself listened to the people Shiurim, listened to his Rebbe Shiurim, and he knew how to learn in Torah without actually teaching him directly like a son. Says the Kohen Eda, the made of any Yisrael Kirab Malam, only Yisrael, if your Rebbe teaches you Torah directly, that's what you can't do. But Rabbi Gamliel Malamed him Kachamim, and he learned, he taught Torah to Kachamim, and Tavi sat and listened, overheard it, he taught himself. Therefore, he himself would be allowed, such a thing like that, would be allowed to go ahead and get Ali and to read the Torah, not a stero. Says the Gemara that the Masa continues with the Alok by Mafkir, that if you Mafkir, you read it in a parsha. One of the people read one of the seven Kriyas read the Haftarah. So Gemara said that when Gemara is telling us that Maftir comes as one of the Haftarah, Maftir was the one that reads the Haftarah. You don't read seven is one of the seven is the Maftir, but you have seven besides the Maftir is a separate one. That Maftir reads the Haftarah is not one of the people that reads the Aliyahs. The reason why we have him read one of them, because the Maisa, we want to show that it's more kosher, that Torah is more kosher than the Nevi'im. So if we want to go ahead, and but Lamaisa, he's not counting one of the Shiva, it's separate. Even though he reads, we give him the Maftar Aliyah, excuse me, to read the Torah, but he's not one of them. Not 21 psukim. You see, the maftir does not count one of 21 psukim. So what do you do? How could you say now read the 24 psukim? You have to have 23. When you should have 24 psukim, because then he would read part of that Torah as well. Well, how many times? And once he himself answered, explained the brisa, Hashem Shem Tum. But there's no Tum. Hashem Tum. If there's someone there to translate the psukim of the Torah, current slosha, it's enough to read only three. But each Tum is considered as if it would be part of it. If the Tum would take too long for everyone to listen to the Kriya and the Tum in, if they didn't want to overburden the tzibur, therefore it would be sufficient just to read three. The Tum is enough, and 21 is sufficient. You don't have to have 24. Says the governor Ada to explain, Yesham Turgamin, in a circle, another social quorum, you'll have to call up 10, which is 10 psukim. That'll be sufficient because you have the repetition of the Turgam is enough. You don't want to consume Matriach the Tzibur to listen to any more. As Bnei Moshe says, Tikh the Tzibur, that'll be sufficient. Bryce says, if you have Avtairah, you have to have 20 psukim, and Avtairah is enough. They went in front of Yochanan, only three psukim. No, they didn't read 21. How could you say he had 21? He read three psukim was sufficient. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan could talk him. Rabbi Yochanan not because he's a Maturgim. And since he's a Maturgim, he explains the each pasuk of that Torah. It's like he read all of them. Therefore, it's to be sufficient. You don't have to read the whole of Torah. Since he translated each one, each pasuk he translated, explained it, like a Maturgim, you don't have to have 20 psukim. That would be sufficient. That would be sufficient to, that would not be it. Isn't he like a Maturgim? Says the Kabbalah, the Mitzvah, Makom Sheva Yochanan, but he explained it. He didn't just get up to read words. He explained like a Maturgim did. If just like a Maturgim, you don't have to have more. It's enough to have three psukim. So too, the Yochanan himself, who was like a Maturgim, would be sufficient. He darshan in front of them. You don't have to have any more psukim. Three would be sufficient enough to do it. We'll stop over here. Continue the mission tomorrow.